From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Nicole Nixon. After 16 years in the state legislature, Steve Urquhart decided not to run for re-election this year. He recently took a job as a global ambassador with the University of Utah and resigned his Senate seat last month after he moved out of his district in St. George to Salt Lake City. During his final years in the legislature, Urquhart emerged as a kind of progressive inside the Republican caucus. He ran bills to repeal the death penalty and to expand LGBT rights in Utah. Last year, his landmark legislation to include LGBT people in Utah's anti-discrimination law, with exceptions for religious organizations, was passed and signed into law. This year, he was named to the Board of Equality Utah. Steve Urquhart joined me in studio recently to reflect on his faith and his legislative service. He began by sharing why he decided not to run for another term.
I've been in the legislature 16 years, and short answer, that's probably long enough.
What did you learn from your time in the legislature?
You know, I think, accurately say that I came out of the process a better person. And part of that does have to do with the LGBT experience. That really helped round me out and help me realize that I really don't know very much. I have a lot to learn, and that there are a lot of fabulous people in the world. But, I learned that the process is wonderful. There's just magic in it. A lot of times I would study an issue backwards and forwards and look to see what other states were doing, and I would present a bill that I thought was just brilliant. But people would work it over. They'd amend this, they'd substitute that, and at times I'd think, well, you're chipping away at my brilliance, stop this. But then at the end of the day, it'd just be something that was so much better than what I had started out with. As long as you're willing to learn and work with people, take a flexible approach, there's absolute magic that happens in the legislative process.
Your support for LGBT rights, where does that come from?
I have to say, in large part, it comes from my daughter. So Equality Utah, they've been working with me over the years, and I've been sympathetic. But my daughter, going into her senior year, she was president of the Gay Straight Alliance as an ally, and seeing her interact with all of her LGBT friends, it just helped humanize the issue for me and helped embolden me in what I wanted to do to help out.
Could you tell me about your personal history with the LDS Church and the LDS faith?
Yeah, sure. So my mother and one brother and I, we joined the Mormon Church when I was just about 10 years old. It was wonderful. It gave us direction. It gave us stability. Went on a mission to Brazil, went to BYU Law School, got married in the temple to a Mormon girl. So unless they kick me out, I will always proudly be Mormon. Now, I don't go to church and haven't gone to church for a while, just because I no longer believe the doctrine. But I do revere the institution. Now, you look at the things I revere, I'm always working to improve them. And part of that is I push it. I love the Mormon Church. I respect the leadership. I think that these are smart, smart, dedicated people. But when it comes to LGBT issues, they don't get it. In huge ways, they don't get it. A lot of what the church is doing now, it is so harmful to LGBT youth in the Mormon church. And believe me, the leaders, they love these kids. They do. I know that. But they're just kind of being blinded by the past. And I know, because I've been there. You know, I made a personal journey, and I just know that the Mormon Church is going to look back and wish that it had handled things differently. And so if I can poke, prod, cajole, encourage, cooperate with, do anything to where it can be better to its LGBT youth, then that's what I'm all about.
Do you think that Utah is on the right track?
Absolutely. I think Utah is a very well-run state. Our citizens are amazing, hardworking folks. I think it's the best place to live right now, and it's only going to get better. Absolutely, I think we're on the right track. Now, we can remember, I'm a guy about improvement, and so we can improve some things, and we're working on those. But I hope that our citizens are encouraged about the direction we're headed. I think that we have good robust debate. We are very heavy Republican, and I know that that's frustrating to Democrats and other non-Republicans, but I do think that we have good debate, good discussion. I think that everyone in the political process is allowed to participate and participate openly and actively, and good ideas surface regardless where they originate, which party. I think we're very much on the right track.
Former Senator Steve Urquhart now begins a new career as a global ambassador for the University of Utah. He spoke to us following his departure from the Utah Senate last month. I'm Nicole Nixon, KUER News.